Okay, so the third story I'm going to call Don't Do Drugs, Kids. And this one also starts at a fetish club in a country, it's a city I was visiting. And I'd gone there with a few crazy friends that lived there, one that had come on with me on the trip. And I had decided that I wanted to get picked up and have sex with someone, or at least play a bit. So I was had decided to go sit alone and hope that someone would come up and talk to me. And I was sitting there quite a while in my tight little latex dress and my high-heeled boots, and was starting to feel very lonely because no one did. But then one of the acquaintances that was with me came up to me with this guy she knew who was single and introduced me. And he was like, "Hi, are you submissive?" And I wasn't really in that mood, so I said, "No. I feel like I'm dominating." So he was like, "Okay, well, I can live with that." And then he went down on his knees and started kissing my boots. And he was quite attractive, so that was nice. Yeah, I should mention I was 19 at the time. I was just going to turn 20. And he was early 30s, I guess. And we had a lot of fun at the club. I was spanking him and whipping him, not too hard, but enjoyably. And when the club is closing, we decide that we're going to go to his place. And he has his car there, so I'm like, "Oh, great, that's comfortable. I'm cheap, no cab." And while we're driving, I mentioned that I thought it was great that he was sober, because I dislike when people drink too much at parties, especially when SM is involved. And he was like, "Yeah, well, actually, I'm on E, and I'm very, very quiet." But it was like, "What am I gonna do? I'm in the car." So we went back to his place, and oh my God, I had some amazing fucking. And most of all, I was wanted to say, "Please fuck my teenage pussy one more time before I turn 20." And yeah, he seemed to like that. Then, in the morning, we had breakfast, and he had a joint. And I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna leave now." And he's like, "Oh, I'll drive you to a hotel." And I'm, "No, thank you. I'll take a cab." And and the day after, or that day, he'd phoned me several times and left several messages. But I felt like he was really, really nice, but not really what I wanted to get involved with. So that's my third story. Which one's not true?